Hello, I'm Tim Park and I would like to welcome you to our latest podcast from Think Local App Personal, or TLAP for shorthand. I'm a senior policy advisor here at TLAP, and today I'm with Professor Chris Fox, who's head of the Policy Evaluation and Research Unit at Manchester Metropolitan University. And today we're going to talk about the work that Chris is going to do, is doing with TLAP to help improve our understanding of the evidence surrounding personalisation. So, Chris, great that you're here. Can I ask you to introduce yourself and tell us about your interest in this area?
Hi, Tim. Thanks. Yes, I'm Professor of Evaluation and Policy Analysis at Manchester Metropolitan University, and I run a research unit that looks at public service reform and works in lots of different parts of the public sector. And we're really interested, and have been for a few years now, in personalisation and other models by which people co-create public services together. And we're running various projects in different sectors. We're doing work in social care and criminal justice. We're doing some projects in Europe, all of which are looking at different models, different ways by which people can come together and help to deliver and develop the services that meet the needs that they have.
Could you just give us a little bit of a flavour of what you're actually going to be doing while you're with us here at TLAP over the next few months?
Yes. Well, my time here is funded by Manchester Metropolitan Chancellor's Fellowship, and this is a scheme that helps academics spend time working in a policy-intensive environment on a policy issue that they're interested in. And so the work I'm going to be doing with TLAP is all about trying to support TLAP's work to develop a stronger evidence base for personalisation and to ensure that policymakers nationally and locally are thinking about and responding to that evidence base. So some of the things I'm going to be doing include going out to some areas and some organisations where there are some innovative and novel approaches to personalisation and working with them to support any evaluation and evidence gathering that they're doing. We're going to be doing some reviews of existing evidence, trying to make the evidence clearer for policymakers. And we're also going to be developing some guidance, some toolkits, and running some events that allow people to come together and discuss the evidence and think about its implications for policy.
Have you got any early impressions around the sort of state of evidence around personalisation, particularly in social care?
Yes, well, we've started doing some reviews of the existing evidence, and there is a lot of evidence out there, and it takes many different forms. There are some evaluations that have been done, there are some pieces of research with individual people that have been done, there is some work to pull together management information and data that organisations produce, but my overall sense so far is that the evidence is quite fragmented and a bit piecemeal. There are some good individual pieces of research and evaluation, but they're often very small scale, and it's really hard to generalise from them and to draw broader conclusions about what direction policy should take. And I think there's also a challenge with trying to find ways to really capture people's lived experience. So some evaluations and research projects that have looked at personalisation, I don't think have always really captured people's lived experience in the way that perhaps they could. And that's a challenge for researchers and evaluators. It's trying to come up with methodologies that combine some of the rigours of traditional research, if you like, but that also recognise that fundamentally personalisation is all about relationships, and we need to find ways to understand and appreciate those relationships and the role that they play in people's lives and the services that they make use of.
So, Chris, having said all that you've said, what do you think, you know, this might all look like in the future?
Well, I really hope that through doing this work, through starting to pull some of the available evidence together, to start filling some of the gaps in the evidence, and to stimulating debate about how to collect and make use of evidence, that we can really help TLAP in its mission to make evidence-informed policymaking much more important, and to help TLAP engage more effectively with policymakers, whether it's at a national level or at a regional level. So for me, that's the acid test, really. It's can we improve the quality of the debate around personalisation, make sure evidence is always part of that debate.
Well, thanks for that, Chris. That sounds a very informative and useful way forward. I think you set yourself a big challenge, but I think those are the challenges. So just to thank you for your contribution today. And thanks to you, all of you listening. Do please sign up to our e-news on the TLAP website, but look out for more podcasts on personalisation and thinking differently about social care. That's it for now. Goodbye.